Jupiter Tonans? So stood he in the Greek statue of old, grasping the lightning bolt. If you be he or his viceroy, I have to thank you for this noble storm you have brewed among our mountains. Listen, that was a glorious peal. Ah, to a lover of the majestic, it is a good thing to have the thunderer himself in one's cottage. The thunderer grows finer for that. But pray be seated. The old rush-bottomed armchair, I grant, is a poor substitute for your evergreen throne on Olympus, but condescend to be seated. While I thus pleasantly spoke, the stranger eyed me, half in wonder and half in a strange sort of horror, but did not move a foot. Do, sir, be seated. You need to be dried ere going forth again. I planted the chair invitingly on the broad hearth, where a little fire had been kindled that afternoon to dissipate the dampness, not the cold, for it was early in the month of September. But without heeding my solicitation, and still standing in the middle of the floor, the stranger gazed at me portentously and spoke. Sir, he said, excuse me, but instead of my accepting your invitation to be seated on the hearth here, I solemnly warn you that you had best accept mine, and stand with me in the middle of the room. Good heavens, he cried,